is alive. Language is about the senses, hearing, tasting the words on your tongue, and touching another culture up close. Learning a language in a classroom is a fine place to start, but it's not a complete introduction to a language. In this book, you'll find a language comes to life. These short stories are miniature immersions into the Brazilian Portuguese language at a level that is perfect for beginners. This book is not a lecture on grammar. It's not an endless vocabulary list. This book is the closest you can come to a language immersion without leaving the country. In the stories within, you'll see people speaking to each other, going through daily life situations, and using the most common, helpful words and phrases in language. You are holding the key to bringing your Brazilian Portuguese studies to life. Made for beginners. We made this book with beginners in mind. You'll find that the language is simple, but not boring. Most of the book is in the present tense, so you will be able to focus on dialogues, root verbs, and understand and find patterns in subject-verb agreement. This is not just a translated book. While reading novels and short stories translated into Brazilian Portuguese is a wonderful thing, beginners and even novices often run into difficulty. Literary licenses and complex sentence structure can make reading in your second language truly difficult, not to mention boring. That's why Portuguese Short Stories and Dialogues for Beginners is the perfect book to pick up. The stories are simple, but not infantile. They were not written for children, but the language is simple so that beginners can pick it up. The benefits of learning a second language. If you have picked up this book, it's likely that you are already aware of the many benefits of learning a second language. Besides just being fun, knowing more than one language opens up a whole new world to you. You will be able to communicate with a much larger chunk of the world. Opportunities in the workforce will open up, and maybe even your day-to-day work will be improved. Improved communication can also help you expand your business, and from a neurological perspective, learning a second language is like taking your daily vitamins and eating well for your brain. How to use this book? The chapters of this book all follow the same structure. A short story with several dialogues, a summary in Portuguese, a list of important words and phrases and their English translation, questions to test your understanding, answers to check if you were right, the English translation of the story to clear every doubt. You may use this book however is comfortable for you, but we have a few recommendations for getting the most out of the experience. Try these tips, and if they work for you, you can use them on every chapter throughout the book. 1. Start by listening to the story all the way through. Don't stop or get hung up on any particular words or phrases. See how much of the plot you can understand in this way. We think you'll get a lot more of it than you may expect, but it is completely normal not to understand everything in the story. You are learning a new language, and that takes time. 2. Listen to the summary in Portuguese. See if it matches what you have understood of the plot. 3. Listen to the story through again, slower this time. See if you can pick up on the meaning of any words or phrases you don't understand by using context clues and the information from the summary. 4. Test yourself. Try to answer the 5 comprehension questions that come at the end of each story. Write your answers down and then check them against the answer key. How did you do? If you didn't get them all, no worries. 5. Look over the vocabulary list that accompanies the chapter. Are any of these the words you did not understand? Did you already know the meaning of some of them from your reading? 6. Now go through the story once more. Pay attention this time to the words and phrases you haven't understood. If you'd like, take the time to look them up to expand your meaning of the story. Every time you listen over the story, you'll understand more and more. 7. Move on to the next chapter when you are ready. Listen again and again. The audio version is the best way to experience this book, as you will hear a native Brazilian Portuguese speaker tell you each story. You will become accustomed to their accent as you listen along, a huge plus for when you want to apply your new language skills in the real world. If this has ignited your language learning passion and you are keen to find out what other resources are available, go to learn.